Game On. It's your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you at 8:25 on WSGW.
A time to sow and a time to reap, yes, my friend. Receive your soul, that's what you shall reap, a bing, a bang.
Once again, proving that we cover all genres of music.
You light the fire to burn this naya.
Dave and Pat and Charlie in studio. Art Lewis, you in your home studio.
Indeed.
Are you enjoying the song Dreadlocks in the Moonlight?
I am.
Yeah.
I like that rhythm.
Harry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's an honor song.
Okay.
Rainford Hugh Perry, better known as Lee Scratch Perry,
has passed away. Yes.
Jamaican singer, record producer, Grammy Award winner back in 2003 for a reggae album. Yeah, he's passed away. 85 years old.
Wow.
He has been predicted to have, in his 60 years of music, produced more than 1,000 recordings. and he was still active at 85. In fact, it was just this past July that he was still doing some music work, and he said that he had still more to do. He passed away Sunday. Doesn't have a cause of death, but at 85, hey, a good long life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a 2010 interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Keith Richards, of course, Keith Richards would have a comment.
Of course.
He called Perry the Salvador Dali of music.
Really?
That's
I like
not
that.
A,
good job,
that's
Keith.
That's not bad.
Good job,
I
Keith.
I like it. Yeah. In fact, he wasn't just producing music. He was on tour. As I said, doing his music, he was even scheduled to do a European tour later this year at the age of 85.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
How cool is that? Yeah. He had done work with acts like Bob Marley, of course.
I was going to say, yeah.
Happily. The Beastie Boys.
All right. Doesn't surprise
that
me.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
The Clash.
Okay.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yep.
And others.
Wow. All right.
How cool is that?
So again, very influential amongst his fellow musicians and artists.
60 years of career, 85, when Lee Scratch Perry passed away. Again, covering all the genres of the music world that we can, wanting to do a little honor music for you this morning.
I always enjoy reggae.
Dreadlocks in the Moonlight. You know, when you think about it, it's just fun music to hear.
It is, yeah. You know? No, absolutely.
It's got that, dare I say, island sound, if you will.
Yeah,
it does.